Okay, we're learning Parak Yud Zayin, Tzfila L'David, Shema Hashem Tzedek, Hakshiva Rinasi, Azina Tzfilasi, B'lai Sif Se Mirma. So on Thursday night, I opened up a sugya here, in advance of trying to understand this chapter of Tillim, which is a difficult sugya. It's a challenging sugya, and that's as follows. A quick chazara, two interesting chazals. Number one is the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which says, Tanan Rabbi Shmuel, Ruya Haisel David Bas Sheva Bas Eliyam, that the shidduch between David HaMelech and Bas Sheva was a good shidduch. It was meant. It was Minashamayim Bashert, the shidduch. Now, the fact that David was with Bathsheba was his repentance his entire life. This was his tshuva for the rest of his life. This is what he attributed all of the tzaris that he had to, the fact that he had sinned with Bathsheba. What that aveira was is out of the scope of this discussion, but something was wrong because he did tshuva. Like, however you want to touch it up, he did tshuva for this aveira. But on the one hand, he spent his whole life doing tshuva for this avera and the whole tillum. We wouldn't have had a tillum if not for the fact that there was this mice of Bathsheba. On the other hand, the Gemara tells us that they were supposed to get married. This was min ha-shamayim that they got married. Ela sha'achla paga. Timing was bad. It was like you take a fruit off the tree and it's not ripe yet. It's you know, you're eating something still not the right fruit. You know, So the Aveira, if you will, was not in this union between David and Bathsheba, but the Chet was in the fact that the timing was off. The patience wasn't there, I guess. Maybe, I'm afraid to say about David HaMelech, maybe the self-control to be able to wait till the right time. Everything is in its right time. The klal in Hashgacha Pratis, don't push it. You know, it's a good klal, like don't push the Hashgacha, everything in its right time. Can't be lazy, you have to do what you have to do, but you know, to push things. That's one chazal that we can get past, that it's interesting to define the aver, but what was troubling was the Gemara that tells us that Lai David Roy Lo Isai Maisa, which means V'lai Yisrael Royin Lo Isai Maisa, David is talking about the Chet of Bathsheba, and Klal Yisrael is talking about the chet of the Egel Hazav. So it wasn't ra'ui. How do you want to understand ra'ui? It wasn't befitting. So it wasn't befitting could mean that, you know, it's nishkepast, like, you know, lamatim lo, to do this aver. But that's not what it says. Lai David ra'ui lo isa ma'isa d'chsiv alibi chalal b'kirbi. David HaMelech should not have done any chet with Bathsheba because he was in total control. Libi cholo bekirbi means that my Yitzhahara is in check. My Yitzhahara is in total control. Nothing is going to, I'm a rock. Nothing is going to push me over. Libi cholo bekirbi. Elo. So why was he nichshol in the chet? Out of his control, the Gemara says. Loimer lecha shim chata yachid, oimer lekol chetzel yachid. Because this way, for all future generations, for us, if somebody does a chet, and they think, whoa, this is way too much to repent for. Maybe tshuva only has to do with a rabbim. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to help Klal Yisrael. But me as a yachid, what's Hashem going to do for me? Why just get rid of him, right? So kol chetzel yachid, look at the fact that David HaMelech did a chet and he did tshuva. Now, what does this mean? What does it mean? Does it mean that David HaMelech loy hayir roy loy sevaisa means that it wasn't for him to do this aveira? But he did it, I suppose, without realizing. He did it because this paved the way for tshuva forever, for all future generations. So does this relieve him of the responsibility of the chet? Kiner Eshelo, because he did tshuva and he wrote it to Tehillim, and he attributed probably correctly all of the yisurim that came. His son trying to kill him. His son trying to kill him. He attributed all because of the maisa of Bathsheba, possibly. We're not sure which chet or which painful experience he had, but he says over and over again, He's begging Hashem, let me back in. Al tashlicheni. Lofanecha. Don't push me away. So, and he did get back in, but he didn't even realize that he got back in b'chayev. He only realized that he got back into Hashem's good grace. He when he was in Olam Haba, a decade later, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash, and Sushar Meshech, and Hinasu Pischeva. So there's a bit of like, it doesn't sound Jewish to say, certainly not Jewish to say, like, the devil made me do it. But this is worse. Hashem made me do it. Hashem made me do the chet.
But don't you see the same thing by the ego, seems to say that, and also by the Mechiras Yosef, right? Kaviyachal, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also in on it. So at the same time, they are at fault, but at the other, that there's some reason that it had to happen.
The difference by the Achi, by the Eagle, you're right, because the Gemara says them all together, but meaning the Klal Yisrael was on a Madrega that they should not have been worshipping the Eagle. Should never have happened. But it happened to pave the way for Tshuva. The brothers of Yosef, we don't know. Maybe there was a Sina there. Maybe they were Roy. We don't know that they were. That was a Sina Tshidov. That you have already Hazar Aruge Malchus coming from that.
Well, the fact that it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu was like part of the Seder.
So I'm not like, this is an interesting Seder. Just an interesting thing that a chet can also be min hashamayim. But they had to do that.
They had to do that.
So why are they going to anoinish?
Adam she'ochel ra'al v'mishu dachav lo, az hu sovel.
Metzias.
Metzias.
So it wasn't aver, and the tshuva helps.
Yeah.
What's an aver lishma?
What's an aver lishma? Aver lishma is an aver, is not an aver. I'm just asking. Is an aver lishma an aver or not an aver? As far as we know. As far as we know, that wasn't his chishuv. But he did know that Libi Chol Bakirbi. He did know that he was being possessed here to do this Avera. If he would have known, it would have been an Avera Lishma, that's for sure, right? He would have known.
Can you ask the fact that he was being possessed? Can you talk today?
Yeah. I mean, because he said Libi Chol Bakirbi.
He said,
give me a Nisayan. He said to Hashem, give me a Nisayan. You'll see how strong I am. And that he couldn't resist the Nisayan. What's the matter? What's going on over here? He realized that, I must have realized that, this is what we're going to learn in the Tilt. He must have realized that there's some external force going on over here, which is forcing. I'm just asking, does this somehow relieve him from his responsibility? So Rav Feder says, no. Rav Feder says, Achal Ral, Metzias. It's a Metzias. He did something bad. Even though it wasn't a Chapoga. Lenora, it wasn't. I always tell the story. I'll tell it again, if you don't mind. That I heard the story made a roshim on me from Rav Kushalevsky, Rav Tzvi Kushalevsky's father. Oliver Shalom was a Rav of Be'er Sheva. Rav of Be'er Sheva. So I went to see him with Rav Tzvi Kushalevsky. Drove him to deliver Shalach Manas on Purim in Be'er Sheva. I drove to deliver Shalach Manas on Purim, Purim of Yudalad. And so he was telling, he had an interesting relationship with his son. I don't know if they ever told, like, it was all Lubdus. the whole his brother is the Rosh Yeshiva Gateshead, Rav Gervitz, Oliver Shalom. Brothers with two different names. However that worked out, that's Judaism. Brothers do different names. But anyways, the story was, I probably told the story, I heard the story, we'll do Chazar, but the story that he told us was that when he first came to Be'er Sheva, so there was no mikveh in the area that they were. And there was a problem, no mikveh, there was a mikveh in the whole neighborhood, nobody wants to go into that neighborhood. And the neighborhood that they had at that time, when I saw it, it was also an old neighborhood, but I guess when he came there, was a new neighborhood, there was no mikveh. So he went to the Uriah to get a makom for a mikvah. So, we know what that is over here, like the Uriah. They told him that they have certain places that are zoned for community for you know, Merkaz Kilati and things like that. You can't make a mikveh. You can't take an apartment and make a mikveh. You can make a Beit Knesset, but you can't make a mikveh. So so he said, they told him the only place you can make the mikveh is where the old shul used to be. There was a shetach where there was a shul, and you can make the mikveh there. So knock down the shul and make a mikveh. So the halacha is that you're not allowed to make a mikveh. You're allowed to do a lot of things where there was a shul. One of the things you're not allowed to do is make a merchatz. You're not allowed to make a mikveh. So they were telling him to do something, which was shalaika halacha. So he didn't know what to do. So he went to ask, he told us, he went to ask the Chazon Ish what to do. Should he make the mikveh? Should he not make the mikveh? So the Chazon Ish told him, you should make the mikveh. So he said, but it's Shulchan Aruch state the Chazon Ish. How can I make the mikveh? So he told him that the Lashon he said over from the Chazon Ish, I heard it from him, he said from the Chazon Ish, Sekedai brought Nabisal other islands, Oham na mikveh. It's good, it's okay to burn a little bit so that the island should have a mikveh. So, it was such an interesting Lashon. So, you know, okay, and a Chanavi to Navera, so you'll get, like you say, Abitzias, you'll get an Honesh. So he said to the Chazon Ish, you know, Vazalichep is brought, like, what's the guy doing with me? You're the one who's basketing to make the mikveh over here. So the Chazon Ish said, no, you're the Rav. This is your schus. You're the one who gets to burn. So the shaila is, like, if he's doing the right thing, and probably till today there's a mikveh there, and I can't believe that he's, I just can't believe, I'm not makabel that he's, that he had to go to Gehenna for building this mikveh. What? For the schuz. So you see that, Eino oimrim lo adam chate kidei she yizke chavercha. Why not? Ain't oimrim lo adam chate. You don't tell a person chate. So Davra Melech was choite kidei, and this is worse, as you say, it wasn't his kavani, but he was choite kidei she yizke chavercha. So what kind of a din does that have, like in Shemayim? So, answer to all these questions, I do not know. But I just want to, Tilim, new sefer, Shui got me. Tilim, Medrash Chachomim, the Rabbeinu Pinchas, Mipalachik, Talmud Hagra. With Yichlis. So just learn the psukim here with you for 5 minutes. And interesting. Tfilo Ludovic. Shima Hashem Tzedek Hakshiva Rinasi Hazina Tfilosi. Listen to what I'm davening to you. This is what he says to Hashem. Hakshiva means lend me an ear, Kivyacha. Listen carefully to what I'm asking you. I'm telling the truth. I'm saying the emes now, Dovin HaMelech says. In other words, sometimes the tefillah is not emes. Sometimes the tefillah is not emes. Sometimes the person in the tefillah stands in front of Hashem and says, help me because I'm a tzaddik, but you're not a tzaddik. So. But Dovin HaMelech says, I think I'm being emes with myself, and therefore I can be emes with you, Hashem. Milfanecha mishpati yetzei. Einecha techzena meisharim. And he says, let's look at Pasuk Gimel. Milfanecha means over here, he said, he explains, Bikashti milfanecha, shemilfanecha mishpati yetze. David HaMelech asked for this. He asked for this test with Bathsheba. No sooner did he finish saying to Hashem, just test me. And Hashem said, look, I've tested, this Gemara says, I've tested different, this one with Avodah Zarah, this one, you I'm going to test with Erva. Let's see if he can resist that. Libi Chalol B'Kirbi. No sooner did he ask Hashem to test him, because he wanted to be like one of the Avos that they passed, right? Remember the Gemara? The Avos said, we're tested, and they passed the test. So he said, so test me, I'll pass the test also. I'll be just like Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. I'll be one of them. So he says, Bikashti milfanecha, shemilfanecha mishpati yetze. I asked you for this test. Bachanta libi, you have tested me. Bakadita laila, tsraftani baltimsa, zamoisi bayavar pi. What does all this mean? We learned Rashi last time. I want to learn now this Medrash Chacham. Bachantas libi, you know my heart inside out. You know my heart very deeply. Shloi ha'yisi roi lo'ayse ma'ase. Quoting the Gemara. You know that it wasn't for me to do this chet. Lefi shahaya yitri kavush tachas yadi tamid. You knew I have a handle on my Yetzer Hara. You know that, by the way, he didn't say he didn't have a Yetzer Hara. He didn't say that he killed his Yetzer Hara, because that's not a big maila. The maila is, you're supposed to, right? You have to use your Yetzer Hara. It's a good, it's not a bad thing. So it was kovish. It's under my control.
It's dead.
So I think that its power over me is dead. I think that's the way to learn it. Shahaya yitzri kavush tachas yadi tamid. I'm always have my yetzahara in check. And he had a lot of nasyonis, of hate, of killing, of all kinds of stuff. Ach, however, so get bachanta aslibi, you know my heart deeply. Ach, pakadata laila. What's that? Pakadata laila. Laila, says the Medrash Chachamim, hu hamalach hamamuna ala taiva. Laila, it's a pasuk in Iyov. Pasuk in Iyov says that there's a malach called Laila, and that's what makes me give into my taiva. Out of control. V'layla shmoy. K'mo v'halayla omar hoira gever. Gever. The pasuk in Iyov. So, you know my heart is not one for doing this avera, but you send this malach laila after me to get, not Basheva, the malach. It wasn't Basheva's fault, and it wasn't my fault. It was all about the malach. Like, go fight with the malach. And therefore what? Tziraftani baltimsa. What's tziraftani?
So
what does it mean?
Tzaref, to purify.
Pure.
That's what you think it means, right? That's what Rashi says. Tziraftani, that I've been purified. Rashi learns, I did tshuva, I purified myself for the chet of Basheva. He says, no. What?
So what's baltimsa?
Tziraftani, kimo eish, hametzaref, umemogeg es hakli hanitein betoichai umaabed es surasei harishayna. This lila came upon me, this malach came upon me and turned me into a jellyfish. It turned me into something that I'm not. It's not me. It's not me. Somebody else. It's not me. I don't know who's doing this chet. Kach tziraftani al yidei eish hataiva. You set this taiva in me. Isn't this like interesting to be able to look at yourself? That wasn't me. Loyani chatasi. Wasn't me. Bal timsa oisi b'mamadiyu b'tzirasi harishayna. And then I was not what I was a minute earlier. So he looked like he's blaming the whole thing on the malach, which is consistent with the Gemara. So why did you tshuva?
No.
So why did he do tshuva?
But he said that Bichalal Bikir, he brought the whole situation, so that you could do tshuva for. You asked for the battle and you failed.
So you're saying he did tshuva because he asked for an assignment.
He asked for it. It's not like it came totally bonus.
Which is Mustafa. Not for the chet itself.
No, b'kashat nifelet.
That was a kafay shade. Zamoisi ba'yavar pi pirsh hamachshavus. This is so interesting. Sheishli binyan hazeh. David HaMelech is saying, true to what we were saying a few minutes ago, the thoughts that I have about this avera, when I look back at this avera, you know, just like an avera, like, you know, it's like the biggest thing before you do the avera, the afterwards, like, why did I just do that? What was the point of that avera? Nothing. I'm never going to do that again, right? So the minute, it's all taiva. It's all about taiva. So the taiva turns you talking to a different person. So he's pirish habachshava sheyeshli b'inin hazeh lama yotze zois milfanechalach shileini. I think to myself, why did you create it? Obviously this wasn't me. You created a situation where I'm doing a chet. Why? Ein ani yochel lahavir al pi. I can't articulate why you made me do this avera. Ki rabu machshavoisai bozeh. That's what he means when he says, Zamoisi, why you caused me to be at fault here? Bal yavar pi. I just can't enunciate. I can't articulate. Ki rabu machshavoisai bozeh. So he answers, he tells us here, Da be'emes, moi hayu yodeya David ki lo hayroish tshuva, ilo hashev liyadei. Because David HaMelech didn't know the cheshbon. Chazal tell us the cheshbon. They knew the cheshbon. Looking back at the panorama of history of 500 years, 1,000 years, they say, oh, why did David HaMelech do the cheshbon? If not for him, we couldn't do tshuva. So, ki lo hayroish tshuva, ina hashem liyadei, amai sazeh, loi hayu yodeya David. So he didn't know, like you say, he didn't know that this was the cheshbon, but what he did know is that there has to be some cheshbon. Obviously you had some cheshbon for doing this. Now, you could say, well, the cheshbon is you shouldn't be asking for tests. That's one answer. But what is he did tshuva, he realizes he did a chet, he's crying his whole life, he's saying tilim, you know, for because of the chet that he did. But what's his argument here? His argument was, and I think this is the deep thing here, and this is really what I wanted to bring out of this tonight, that it's true. We do a chet under any circumstance, we're responsible for the chet, even if it's aver lishma, we're responsible for the chet, we have to do tshuva for the chet. But the question is this, is the chet that I did, does that define who I am? You hear my question? Or not? So sometimes you can see two people, let's take it a positive way, you can see two people doing a mitzvah. One's a tzaddik, one's not a tzaddik, they're doing the same mitzvah. It's not just he did kavana, he didn't do kavana. You see two people doing a chesed. One's like, you know, like sort of like a fruba chesed. You're like, the chesed, it says I'm supposed to do chesed, I do chesed. You know? It's always bothersome, like if somebody picks up somebody doing a trap on the road, says, oh, a mitzvah. Like, what is he, an esrog? What's the mitzvah? So, like, to give somebody a ride is the pshat deep inside of me. Like that, I'm a baal chesed, a baal chesed. That's what you're looking to be. So he's saying, I did an aveira, but I'm not a baal aveira. Like, that's what he's saying. I'm not a baal aveira. Listen to my tefillah, because what I did is not me. It's not that he's trying to get out of the responsibility for it. I'll take responsibility for it. I'll do tshuva. But you know that this was a balach that maybe I'm not a. There was a reason why I did the aver. The mashmos is he could have resisted it in any case, and he should have. He should have resisted it. He did tshuva, push it for the aver. But he what he's arguing with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that that wasn't really me. And when you're listening to me, you should be listening to me, not what I did, but what I am. And I think that's the distinction that he's making. So we'll leave it on this post.